Welcome to the movie podcast review of The Suicide Squad. My name is Daniel, and joining me today are my favorite inmates, Shabazz.
Hey, how you doing?
And Anthony.
Hello, everyone.
I wasn't sure if either of you were about to do like an accent of some sort. I felt like you were going to, Shay.
I was debating it, but then I didn't know what accent to use to describe an inmate. And then I was like, if I use any accent, it immediately becomes racist. So I'm going to avoid all of that altogether and just do my voice.
I like it. I like the way you think there. As always, you can catch a brand new episode of the movie podcast every single Monday and watch out throughout the week for our review episodes just like this one on the latest movies and series. Make sure you follow us at the movie podcast on Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, and Letterboxd. And don't forget to leave us a review on Apple Podcasts and join our Discord. Check out our show notes for all of those links and more. This is going to be our spoiler-free review of James Gunn's The Suicide Squad. I am so excited to finally talk about this movie. I'm so happy that we finally got to watch this movie. But some quick announcements before we get there. I'm going to go through them really fast because I'm so excited to talk about this movie. We've had an incredible month of special guests on the movie podcast. Definitely check out our feed. Tony Bancroft, Tara Strong, Gabriel Beristein, Billy McClellan. And just 2 weeks ago, we had Kate Herron on the show. She's the director of Loki. And we also talked about our top movies and films of 2021 so far, which feels a little outdated after watching this movie. There's lots of reviews that you can check out on the movie podcast feed as well, including Free Guy, Snake Eyes, Black Widow, Space Jam, A New Legacy, and so much more. And there are lots of reviews to come. Don't forget, if you didn't know, we have been media accredited for the Toronto International Film Festival. So we will be covering all the latest and greatest films coming to Toronto in September. We're super excited to be part of it and be part of a festival that's in our hometown. But today is all about The Suicide Squad. This is directed by James Gunn, and it stars a hell of a cast. Margot Robbie, Idris Elba, John Cena, Joel Kinnaman, Sylvester Stallone, Viola Davis, Jai Courtney, Peter Capaldi, David Dashmalian, Daniela Melchior, Michael Rooker, Pete Davidson, Joaquin Cosio. There is a huge list of characters in this film. I think we'd spend the entire review just saying the list of characters in this movie. But let's get right into it. Anthony, give us that sweet synopsis for The Suicide Squad.
Welcome to Hell, aka Bellerive, the prison with the highest mortality rate in the US of A, where the worst supervillains are kept and where they will do anything to get out. Join the super secret, super shady Task Force X. Today's do or die assignment? Assemble a collection of cons, including Bloodsport, Peacemaker, Captain Boomerang, Ratcatcher 2, Savant, King Shark, Blackguard, Javelin, and everyone's favorite psycho, Harley Quinn. Then arm them heavily and drop them literally on a remote, enemy-infused island of Kortle, Maltese.
Shay, I am so happy to ask you, give us your first reactions to The Suicide Squad.
Fuck. That movie was so good. Oh my God. I think it was appropriate and inappropriate at the same time for me to swear. Describe just the overall feeling I have this movie. I haven't felt this way in a theater in a very, very long time. And, you know, COVID aside, this was just such a damn good time. It surpassed what my expectations of the film were gonna be, because I couldn't predict what was gonna be next in this film. I feel like I've known James Gunn's filmography well enough to know what his style is, but this is the most James Gunn film that also sometimes doesn't feel like a James Gunn film, because it feels like he's trying something different. It feels like he's changing it up a little bit with his visual styles, with how he wants to proceed next. And I fucking loved it.
This movie literally was the first film that I've watched since, and I don't say this lightly, this is the first film that I've watched in a movie theater that made me feel like I was back at the movies. We've seen a lot of movies in theaters, and we've seen a lot of great movies in theaters over the last month or two that theaters have been open here. But this one, I just felt so immersed. This is also our first IMAX film that we've been back to. So to see a movie that was completely shot with IMAX in mind and just see this giant action and just see this beautiful, beautiful, beautiful cinematography from Henry Brom. I was just so lost in this movie. I'll talk a little bit more about it, but Anthony, give us your first reactions to The Suicide Squad.
I really, really liked it. I enjoyed this movie. I had a lot of fun with it. This movie surprised me. Coming from the previous Suicide Squad to this Suicide Squad is like, you know, what's the term? Giving someone in hell a fresh glass of water.
Ice cold glass of water.
Ice cold glass of water. Okay, cool, man.
I thought you were going to say it's like day and night, because that would have been easier to say a thing, but
from the ashes of 2016, this film rises.
I enjoyed it. I really enjoyed the comedy. I enjoyed the story that was told and given to me. I enjoyed the chemistry of the characters, the score. Everything about this movie is fantastic. I think this is an interesting. We haven't seen James Gunn in this type of scenario before, because he's always been that Disney-based Marvel Studios. So he had, or we'll say he didn't have the risks that he could take with that franchise that he did with this franchise.
And right, you can definitely
clearly see it with his sense of humor is involved, which is very R-rated. The grotesque action sequences and the blood, and another really cool thing is no one in this movie is safe, and you will see it within 2 minutes of watching this movie. You think, you know, you're expecting this a huge squad of people to always be around, but you know, there are deaths in this that are super surprising. I was shocked to see, and I enjoyed it. I enjoyed this film. I really, really dug it. I dug the villain of the, or not the, I guess the villain, Mr. Starro.
Mr. Starro. Is it a he?
I'm so glad.
Are you defining his gender?
Starro. Starro the Conqueror.
So, you sounded so formal.
He doesn't want to insult.
Mr. or Mrs. Starro.
Sergeant Starro. Sure. Oh, now he's part of the military.
Aren't starfish like gender fluid or something like that? I don't know. He has a giant eye.
I'm not
eye.
Too sure. He's just a giant eye, but
he is a giant eye.
I'm honestly just in awe of this movie.
Mm. Yeah.
They are a giant eye. I'm just honestly in awe of this film, and I don't. And on the car ride home, I was honestly at a loss for words, because I'm like, man, like, it's easy to talk about a film when it's not as great. It's easy to talk about a film when you like it, but when you really love something, you know, you just watch something special. I think we just kind of sat in silence a little bit in the car ride home, because like, wow, like this was really special. And I think this movie just hit me so hard. I think James Gunn, because this film kind of came together after the whole firing off of Guardians and all of that, I think this unlocked something within him that he's like, let me just go all out. DC and Warner Brothers basically gave him free reign to do whatever the hell he wanted to do. And he chose the Suicide Squad, entity that has probably been one of the most popular DC franchises in the last 5 years because of the 2016 film. Regardless of what you think about it, that movie still, like, we know it's not a great film, but there's no denying what that film did to popularize Harley Quinn, to popularize what the Suicide Squad is, and the soundtrack. So that movie, like it or not, was influential. But to go back into that world and just to be like, you know what? I want to tell my own story. No one could have done what this film was other than James Gunn. And I love that you don't get to see it too often that James Gunn was all over the marketing for this film. And everywhere. He was doing press with all the stars. And you don't always see that, especially in these, like in the superhero world, right? So it was so cool to see a director like James Gunn, who's done amazing things in the Marvel world with Guardians, now come into the DC world, redefine what the Suicide Squad could be. Like Anthony said, nobody is safe, and tell a hell of a great story. This movie isn't just the best of the year for me. I honestly believe this is one of the best DC films ever made. This is, I really want to go through and I'm not talking about DCEU. I'm talking about out of all the DC films that we've ever gone, this is up there.
This thing's better than Steel? You think it's better than when Shaq plays Steel?
Whew. I think this it's better,
like,
than
Dark Knight caliber you're talking about, like,
so different. Dark Knight is still my ultimate DC film ever made, but this movie, just in terms of an enjoyment, out of fun, out of just having a great time with it, you made me care about Joel Kinnaman as Rick Flag. You made me care about Jai Courtney. You made me care about a character called Ratcatcher 2.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's amazing. It's so interesting to see what he did with this movie and to tell the story that he did and just have fun with it. Not have to worry about the baggage that comes with building a larger universe. They call this movie The Suicide Squad. Within 30 seconds, this movie did what the 2016 movie failed to do in over 2 hours. This movie told you exactly what it was in the first 30 seconds. You knew exactly who Viola Davis's Amanda Waller was. You know exactly what they had to do to set up. These are criminals. We're getting them brought in and they're going to do their thing. There's no baggage in this movie. It's just go, go, go. And I literally caught myself so many times throughout this movie, just smiling, laughing. Anthony called Shay and I like Giggly McGee's or something like that after the film.
Giggly McGee's, yes.
Giggly McGee's, just because this movie is so funny. And it's just from it's not necessarily just from jokes. There's just so much visual comedy. And I've been going off for so long about this, but I had such a blast. This is without a doubt my favorite film of the year so far. And man, this was the return to the movies that I've been waiting for.
Yeah, I had an absolute blast. And I mean, it's so hard to talk about this movie without getting into spoilers, but there are characters in this film that everyone gets their moment to shine, which I think is great. I love that this film also isn't high stakes. I mean, it's so easy to go back and compare to the 2016 film where the world was ending for some reason. But in this one, it was so bottled, and the film starts off so perfectly. It just starts. There isn't any like long character introductions. You don't have to waste too much time. You're spending maybe 2 to 3 minutes with each character being introduced, and it's enough. It's enough to start caring about them. It's enough to know that you don't want them to die, even though these are all bad guys and bad girls. Margot Robbie as Harley Quinn is at her final stage. She is complete. She is the Harley Quinn that, you know, people love to see. And I'm thinking, wow, Margot, you're killing it. This is your role. This is the role you were meant to play. She was having fun. James Gunn knows exactly how to write her. James Gunn knows how to write every single character in this movie. There are characters that you do not think you're going to care about, like Polka Dot Man. And at the end of the day, one of the greatest characters in that film. Everybody in this movie is phenomenal, and everything that happens in this movie is phenomenal. And one of the things that I mentioned to you, Daniel, as well when we were driving home was the graphic nature of this film felt completely earned. I don't think it ever felt too over the top. Like, there are some movies where they just keep really harping on the fact that, hey, we got an R rating and we can show blood and guts and gore. It all just kind of felt like, oh yeah, this fits in this world and this makes sense. You're not going over the top for it. So thank you.
It never felt gratuitous for gratuitous sake. Everything, like you said, Shay, felt earned. The graphic nature of the film was showcased perfectly. And I think that's where the violence, the fun and the violence, a lot of that came from, just visually knowing what makes sense here. And James Gunn nailed the direction of that.
I just want to say the actress who played Ratcatcher 2, Daniela Melchior, I think that's her name, stole the show for me. I think like Ratcatcher 2 was
100%.
Like, I haven't seen this actress before. I think she's done quite a bit of stuff. She's super new, but she stole the show, as well as even Peacemaker, played by John Cena. Really great performances. I was super surprised because, you know, John Cena, he's still developing his acting skills. And he's growing on me at this point, you know, just like Dave Bautista or The Rock. I think The Rock being more of The Rock in every single movie. John Cena is a completely different character, and you could see his comedy come out of this compared to what we saw in Fast and the Furious. He stood out. I enjoy it. And I look forward to seeing him in his HBO Max series, which is going to be coming out. I guess it's going to be a tie-in to this story.
Definitely. And then, go sorry ahead.
Sorry, I forgot his name, but Mr. Shark, I call him Mr. Shark, but he has a specific
King Shark
name.
Yeah,
King Shark, but he has like a very
they call him like his more ancient name, yeah.
Ancient
name. Name, yeah, sorry.
Played by Sylvester. I really dug him. And also the little rat.
Sebastian. So yeah, Daniela Melchior, she Portuguese actress as well.
Yes.
Phenomenal. She was the heart and soul of this movie. You mentioned John Cena. John Cena, Idris Elba, and Joel Kinnaman had such great chemistry. And we were talking about it's interesting. I think my only not so much complaint is just kind of like the ball kept rolling was we know Will Smith was originally asked to be part of this movie, or we don't know what role he would have had. It could have been what we thought Idris Elba was being recast as Deadshot. It's interesting that like the kind of the subplot with his daughter that's kind of introduced at the beginning of the film feels like it could have been lifted out of like something that Deadshot could have been a part of as well.
Mm-hmm.
But I think this movie uses it really well. It's not just I was watching the 2016 Suicide Squad this week, and that whole sequence with with Deadshot walking with his daughter, and then Batman comes, and I'm just like, man, like Batman would not square up with somebody who's out with his daughter during Christmas time and in an alleyway where his parents were murdered. Like Batman wouldn't do that. And I just love that. Like this movie, just James Gunn just felt like he just knew how to treat these characters, knew who they were and knew what made them tick and what motivations they all had. And this is the Suicide Squad. Nobody is safe. And you right to the very end, you were guessing who's going to make it out of here. Where is this movie going to go? And beginning to end, man, this was just such a damn good movie.
I don't know if you guys felt it, but there are parts in this movie that are a little slower than, and I know it when I start yawning, I'm like, okay, so this is where I'm not connecting with the story. And it's a very short period, and I don't want it to be like this is an issue. It's just there are parts where, especially when there's a sequence with Harley Quinn and the leader of
Corto Maltese. Yeah.
Yes. Like there was a segment. I'm like, this could have been removed at like, I don't know. I just couldn't.
Or trimmed down for sure. Definitely.
Connect with that part. I also liked how there are sequences where James Gunn really explored his creativity, especially with Harley Quinn. And you see it in the trailer. There's a sequence where she's like yelling and she does have these guns and she's shooting up, but then instead of bullets that you're normally see, there's these flowers just blowing up from the back of her. It's just like
standout sequence for
explosion
sure.
Explosion of flowers instead of bullets. And it's a very unique way of telling, making a very violent scene a beautiful scene.
Yeah, it was beautiful. I'm so excited. We're definitely going to talk about spoilers, not on this episode. We will talk about it on our main episode that is going to be coming out on Monday. Before we get to our final recommendations, though, I just want to remind you, definitely follow us on Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, Letterboxd, wherever you are on social media. Follow at the Movie Podcast there. We are making incredible videos and posts. If you want to know what we're up to, if you want to stay in touch of what we're doing, definitely follow us there. Anthony, I'm going to start off with you. Give us your final recommendations for The Suicide Squad.
I would definitely recommend this movie. This is a great movie to watch in IMAX. It's so well shot. It's so well directed. Great cast. Great chemistry. Like, I can't say much about it. Like, go watch it. You'll enjoy it. You'll laugh. I don't think you need to watch the first one to enjoy this one. Just because they're all new characters and you're not really the people who you are connected with are there. So you don't have to worry about, oh, do I need to follow up with the first one or do I have to watch any DC? No, this is its own story. James Gunn did a really good job of bottling the story and giving you a unique approach to the DC universe without having you to go back. And I think people will love this.
Awesome. Shay, you're up next.
Yeah, a lot of what Anthony said basically around this, around the idea of you don't have to have watched anything DC. You can go completely into this with nothing DC and I think you'll still have an amazing time. Daniel, it's been quite some time. I think the last time we did one of these was back when it was Avengers Endgame.
2019, baby. It's been a while.
So I think it's safe to say this movie is a real gem. I want
it's
like
been a long
I just want
time.
Fanfare just to like,
ah, like, bah, bah. Like it's is it crows?
What's I think going crows on here? Are flying by during my fanfare, unfortunately.
It's been a long time, and honestly, this kind of jumps off of, you know, your final recommendation and mine. It's a real gem. It really is a real gem.
I can't wait to watch it again. We already have tickets to our next screening for it, so I'm really excited for that. And this is one of those movies that I might even spend that money on to rent.
Oh, like to rent?
Like if it's like if it shows up on PVOD?
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
Like I'm going to see it in theaters, but if I want to just put it on at home before it comes out, I think I might do that.
Oh, definitely. It's worth it. Honestly, it's been such a long time that a movie made me feel this way. It's a hell of a ride. It's, like I said, not just one of the best films of the year. It is my favorite film of the year, but it's also one of the greatest DC films ever made. I'm so glad James Gunn got to unleash his wild, weird mind on us. And wherever he goes from here in the world of DC, I am so on board.
Could you ever imagine yourself saying that a DC film is your favorite of the year?
It's not for a long time, man. Yeah. Not for a long time. Or
it makes me so happy.
Suicide Squad movie.
It makes me so happy to say that because, you know, we love DC and to finally kind of get to that point. Ugh.
It's been a long time. And I'm so excited. Make sure you stay tuned on Monday for our spoiler discussion on the film. We're also going to be ranking some of our favorite DC movies as well, too. Thank you so much for listening to our spoiler-free review of The Suicide Squad. Don't forget, you can catch a brand new episode of the Movie Podcast every single Monday. And watch out for our review episodes just like this one and all the latest movies and series. Follow us at The Movie Podcast on Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, and Letterboxd. And check out our show notes for all of those links and more. That was This Time with the Movie Podcast, and we'll see you next time.